This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up on today's Monday bite-sized episode is...
Do you think he'll marry Colson? So Colson could be Colson Coulson. But that's all I'm thinking in the parents' evening.
Okay, so let's get this show on the road. It's our Monday, it's our bite-sized episode. It's by far everyone's highlight of the week.
Yeah.
It's On the Sofa, it's Monday. It's, if you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson. Doom. Are we ready?
It's growing on me.
It is growing.
It's growing on me like fungus.
How does fungus grow, Ben?
Slowly and creepily.
Ah.
So go on. What's your conundrum? Is it a proper conundrum? None of this crap stuff.
Well, this week, Michelle has been in touch. And Michelle says, "Hi, boys. I went for my run in the rain. I came back, and in the 40 wet minutes I had been gone, my husband and daughter both had had a shower, so there was no hot water left for me.
Oh.
I was livid. I have done all of my washing, but not theirs to show how I can also be selfish. They have now said sorry, but do I do their washing, or do I stick to my guns?"
So she's...
She's been out, Jack. She's got piss wet through. In the time she's been out getting piss wet through,
they've done showers.
There's been two showers, no hot water. She's back. She's cold. They know she's out for a run. They know it's raining. They've been selfish. So when she's done the washing, she's left theirs.
Hold on. Have they been selfish? They've just...
Well, they probably know, don't they? They probably know that you only probably get two showers out of the thing. So
getting quick whilst mum's out, yeah.
I think Michelle's read a bit too much into that. She'd been gone 40 minutes. Put the immersion on.
Costs, though, doesn't it?
Before you go out, you just give it the, hey, 2 minute showers because I need some hot water. Someone's had a 15 minute shower.
Someone's had a pamper, haven't they?
Yeah, someone's had the full sauna. You know when you walk in the bathroom and everything's wet because it's just, you've had the full, one of my kids has been in there and put it on for the pre-warm up, which is warm the room up, warm the shower up, get steamy.
That's what I mean.
If you have a paddy, how long does the paddy last?
I think you do have to kind of back it up with something like that.
I have to say, though, Michelle, you obviously do all their washing. I don't think you should be doing the washing, if I'm honest. Should I get them back and not do the washing? I don't think you should be doing the washing full stop. They can wash their clothes.
I'd potentially give it a couple of washes. I'd give it two or three of just looking after yourself.
Just look after yourself for a bit.
Yeah. I give it the... I think you do your washing from now on.
For life.
I've got my run to think about. I don't ask you to wash me when I'm in the shower.
No.
do I? So let's do our own washing now. I think that's the way to go, Michelle. You put your foot down.
So Michelle, you think should stick to her guns?
Yeah.
Absolutely, for the rest of time.
For infinity, yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing my own washing.
Michelle, I think you should stick to your guns for now, but as someone who was recently a child, I think...
You weren't recently a child. You weren't.
I think maybe only 2 or 3 weeks.
You're nearly 26. That's not recently a child. You're miles away from being a child.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like a conundrum in itself.
Are you still a child?
Yeah.
No, nowhere near, Coulson. You're a grown man.
Anyway, that's Michelle's conundrum answered. I'm sure she feels very better that she's had my child opinion and the expert help of Jack and Ben there to kind of see it through. And I'm glad, Michelle, that we have helped you. Now, we have had a memo in that I've had across my desk, which is about the WhatsApp number.
Across my desk.
Jack, I just need you to clarify something because there's a few people trying to use the international number, but they're saying they can't have an exclamation mark on the international number.
Well, what are they going to do?
Well, can you just explain to everybody
number is? It's a joke. There is no exclamation mark. Obviously, I'm just reading an exclamation mark off the piece of paper that's written down. And I thought it'd be funny to say it. A bit Ron Burgundy-esque.
Yeah.
I've said the exclamation mark because it's written. I don't expect you to try and find one and try and put it into a keypad because it doesn't exist.
But Jack, can you give us those numbers without the exclamation marks? Just to
No, because that makes it. Now they know, don't look for one because it ain't there. The number is 07457 404 612. If you're out the UK, +44. Is there even a plus key?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Plus you can do, yeah.
Can you?
Yeah. Or just try 0044.
OO replaces a plus, yeah. Doesn't it?
Does it?
Anyway.
Yeah.
I think it does, yeah. +44 7457 404 612 !! That's it.
You don't need the exclamation mark.
No. But if you find one, put it
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Has anyone managed to get... I mean, it's very difficult to get hold of us, isn't it? Because Jack speaks in code.
2 till 4 a.m. No phone calls.
2 till 4.
Has anyone got in touch with us? Has anyone managed to delete the exclamation mark?
Beck Leask. Hope I've pronounced that right. I'm listening in Perth, Western Australia. Born in 1962. Apparently, I've been exposed to Corrie since then. Yeah. In a pram with my wee old Scottish nana and Scots-born mum in New Zealand. Even across 5 years living in the UK as a travelling Kiwi, living first up in bloody Openshaw. Don't know where that was, Openshaw.
Manchester.
Is it?
Okay. Nobody could understand me back in 1986. Now living in Perth, Western Australia, one of my kids was born the same year as David.
1990.
I was an extra once in an Aussie WA filmed movie. It's so bad, it's good. Two Fists, One Heart.
Ooh, sounds lovely.
I like that. Two Fists, One Heart. Then 5 years later, my middle kid took up an extra thing in another WA film movie about the end of the world. These Final Hours. Hilariously bad. You fellas brighten up my day. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I like that, Beck. She gave us her kind of film CV.
CV. She did give us a CV. Yeah. She's got more on it than me and Jack.
Yeah.
Emma Main, listen to this week's short ep and Jack's right about all the English names for places in Canada. Quite literally, when colonisers and settlers came here, they named most places after places from home, brought animals and plants from home, etc. I live in Chatham, Kent, nearby Windsor, London, Cambridge, Essex, Kensington, Whitby and York.
Wow. So they're all the places in Canada. Wow.
There's a Newcastle in America as well, I think, isn't there?
There's one in Australia, I think.
There's one in Stoke.
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah.
We've got two in England.
One's freezing.
God, we didn't have much of a fucking imagination, did we? Imagine that, going abroad and going, well, what are we going to call this one? Cambridge. No, we've got one. Cambridge 2.
Where do you live? Newcastle. Great. Not confusing then. Where are you off? Newcastle. You could just go anywhere, can't you? Love the changes to OTS. though it took a while not to be Sofa Cinema Club to me. Like I've said before, I don't care about films at all. I only really listen for the funnies from you three and Henry, of course.
Well, sometimes we're not funny, though, aren't we?
Well, that happens. Happens to the best of us. And that's a proof. Gary BT. Hey, guys. Gary BT, the head Wi-Fi. Of Wi-Fi.
My Wi-Fi was down the other day.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, in my office, it's been bloody amazing.
No, I think it's a bit shit, Gary. Someone was on the telly watching something. Someone was doing some emails. It went down. I went, come on, Gary, pull your finger out.
That bloody Renault garage, are they on our Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
I bet they're fucking
I know. I bet she's piggybacked. Corner. I'm going to get the lawyers involved.
What is it? What are the lawyers called? What are the lawyers called?
Tony K and Cunningham.
K and Cunningham. No, Tony didn't have a name.
Yeah, that is it. Tony K and Cunningham.
Oh, is that the name of the lawyers' company? Ah, very good. Very good.
Okay, so I went to watch Taylor Swift movie with my sister-in-law and kid Fern. I like Taylor Swift, but was not sure if it would be as good as a live show. But as we couldn't get tickets, I thought we'd give it a go.
This isn't the movie, is it? This is the show at the cinemas.
Yeah. Late start at 20 past 8 until 11:48, but wow, what a show. People were up dancing and singing away with them all, and I was away with them all in there. And I mean, if it's gone to a live show, I would have seen on the screen all night anyway. Mm. And this way I have close-up view, so I'd say, if you get the chance to go, go, sing your heart out and have a great show.
Yeah, my girlfriend would love that.
My brother went to Taylor Swift.
In the flesh.
In America. I said, what was it like? He said, 2 hours there, 3 hours on, 2 hours back. He said, brilliant, but she does every song. But he said, brilliant.
She said she wasn't going to do a big tour and not make everyone happy.
Yeah.
3 hours.
Mm.
Jesus Christ, but she's knackered.
Yeah. She'll do a lot of dancing as well, won't she?
Rob Allen. Hey guys, big fan of the show. I've listened to every single episode and love the reviews. I like a mixture of all of you guys, all of your guys' picks, like Coulson, I'm a Disney fan, but also Jack and Ben's picks as well. From listening to the podcast, I've watched some new films I've not seen before, like Seven Psychopaths and Psycho. Great guys, keep up the good work.
Mm.
I think that's just your general parents' evening, your finer art, isn't it, that one?
Didn't you have a parents' evening this week, Ben?
Yes, had a parents' evening, and my head fell off. So you get now, after the COVID, you get, which I think is brilliant, you get the Zoom parents' evening. It's 5 minutes on, you're in, you're out, bang, bang, bang.
I remember you doing it at the flat once, and you were asking a question, and you get kicked out, as in you can't extend the time.
It's timed. And it starts 4 minutes 49, and then as it gets 5:04, and I've got into this thing of half saying something now when I know it gets cut off.
You know it's going.
It makes me laugh. Anyway, there we go, doing the teachers, all good, all great. I'm like, yeah, whatever, all good, great. They do a bit of maths, whatever. Last one, last night, Mr. Coulson, head of chemistry, on my head.
No.
Mr. Coulson.
Has Max told you that his chemistry teacher's called Mr. Coulson?
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah, but you know one of those things that kids tell you, you're like, oh, yeah. Then you see it, C-O-U-L-S-O-N.
Coulson.
Coulson. And then I'm like, one, that spelling exists, I was right. Two, do you think he'll marry Coulson? So Coulson could be Coulson Coulson. But that's all I'm thinking in the parents' evening. All I'm giggling
he's talking
to you
about chemistry and you're thinking Coulson, Coulson.
He's talking Coulson. About my children and I'm thinking, Coulson, I can imagine Coulson. Walking and going, hello, Coulson, Coulson. No, Coulson, Coulson.
It sounds like a microwave rice brand, doesn't it, that? Coulson, Coulson.
Coulson, yeah. Coulson. So there we go. That made me laugh. Here we go. Ryan Gaskin. Just listen to the Lego Batman episode. A Ben's story about the motorway road rage is mental. But think of the people in cars either side. They probably now have a mad story looking beside them and seeing Nick Tilsley in his car next to them. I got stopped the other day by two people looking for directions. And that very rarely ever happens.
No, it doesn't happen anymore.
No. Because everyone's got a sat nav. And they stopped me.
Yeah.
And as they're half talking to me, that I can see in
their
head
they
going.
Dawned.
They dawned. Oh, Nick Tilsley's giving me directions to the post box.
Yeah.
And then they don't listen to a word you're saying then.
No.
They've gone.
They stop.
Yeah.
They've stopped. And you can't be helpful.
Yeah, them. It's a left and a right. And then this one lad went, yeah, 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 got it, yeah, great. Yeah, yeah, can I have a selfie? Yeah. Oh. I went, yeah, no problem. I said, can you remember where it is? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couldn't. No chance.
Not a chance.
Sammy Watts. Hey, guys, massive shout out from Hull.
Hull.
I don't think I've been to Hull.
You're not missing out. I think even the people from Hull would tell you that.
Maureen Lipman's from Hull.
Is she?
Yeah.
I never knew
Did
that.
You not?
Sammy and Maureen, hey guys, massive shout out from Hull. Love listening to you. I've been binging you from April and just started season 7 when you were about to do the live show at the Lowry.
Have we got that many series?
I tell you what we didn't talk about on the main ep, the crazy golf.
We didn't talk about crazy golf.
We didn't. I think you're all bloody fantastic and you make me belly laugh till it hurts sometimes. Bit awkward when doing the Asda shop though. I came across on Facebook a hike in India and it's an 80% vertical climb. Would any of you dare try this?
Jesus Christ.
It looks terrifying. I shat my pants just watching it. Keep doing what you're doing. You're brilliant. Love you all.
You ever seen that Red Bull 400?
Oh, what's that?
Is that when they jump off the pier?
Nah, it's a 400 metre race, but it's pretty much completely vertical.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh.
So it's like, it's pure, it's like that all the way. It's like a wooden board made out of it and you have to run up it.
Did I tell you my Nepalese going to school story?
No.
So we're in Nepal, climbing up this like mountain.
When were you in Nepal? When you went to India?
Well, I went India, Nepal, and then Thailand. And we went through Nepal, Kathmandu. And then you can do kind of like base camp and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And we were climbing up the smaller kind of thing. And as you're climbing up, the oxygen's getting thinner. So it's harder to climb. You've got less oxygen in your blood. And I'm giving it a bit of this is a bit of something, isn't it? Like that. A kid ran past me uphill. Ran past me. And he lived at the top and his school was at the bottom. And that was his daily school journey. He ran past me like it was nothing, waved and carried on. And you've seen all people all the time looking battered. I was like, and he's like, with the books on his back.
You just touched on, Ben, two words. Mini golf. Now, you could actually say that the reason we didn't discuss it in the main ep was because me and Jack haven't come to terms with your victory.
He beat us, didn't he?
I completely forgot about that. I completely forgot. It made the news, but I forgot I beat you. Well, Tina O'Brien was taking the score. I'm not sure she didn't do me a little favour there.
Jack was meant to be taking the score because I elected Jack as team captain.
I was doing it half and then she took it on like hole 3.
I think you must have delegated Jack.
And then I never asked for it back.
I won, but best shot of the night went to Jack, hole in one.
Yes. Yeah. And you said on the podcast you've always got a hole in one in you and you were the only person out of the entire cast to score one.
I just thought everybody has. I mean, I turned up knowing I'm going to get one and I got one. Because I always do. And then shit for the rest of it.
I think it was a tough course.
I wasn't very good, was I?
You got frustrated. You got halfway round, you got frustrated, of course, and couldn't be arsed.
No, you weren't that good.
A lot. Some people got competitive, didn't they?
Yep. Some people can't take it. Sometimes faced with extreme talent in sport, it's very hard for people. Like Lewis Hamilton, Max Verstappen, Tiger Woods.
You always find those people, though, that are like quite picky over like, I mean, mini golf, it's a laugh, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
And you always find
people who are maybe sticklers to the rules.
Exactly. Kicking off. Well, hang on. No, I'm before you. No, you need to get, you know what I mean? Something like that. They're always a bit shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're never amazing.
What's great about mini golf is no matter how good you think you are, you'll be leveled by one hole into a 15.
It's a humbling experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Into a rim. You go on the side of the rim and everyone goes, ooh, 10. But we had someone pick it, go in there about the rules, didn't we? But it's mini golf. So it's whatever it takes.
And, it gets high in mini golf. It's tough.
There's no windmill, though. I can't believe there was no windmill.
There was no windmill. There was no pyramid. There was no water feature.
We only played on one course, though.
Yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah,
we only played on one.
The windmill's the one, really. Yeah. That's the
OG.
That's your Carnoustie.
There is a clown course at Junkyard, which has definitely featured a windmill. Definitely.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the one.
We did the traditional junkyard, didn't we? We did have a rave room, though.
That was good. Wasn't that good? And we were all in there. The whole cast of Corrie in a mini golf room. It was good.
Mini golf rave room.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was really good.
Before we leave everyone on this Monday, have we got a little would you rather?
Yeah, we have. Hold on, let me get my new glasses on, which Jack thinks are shit. Would you rather have all of your messages and photos leak publicly or never use a cell phone again? Would you rather have all of your messages and photos leak publicly or never use a cell phone ever again?
Yeah, I can have them leaked.
It's hard because isn't that kind of what social media is?
I don't think social media is the same as a text. What are you texting all sorts?
Yeah, I'm texting all sorts and slagging loads of people off and stuff like
God,
that.
God, could you imagine if our group chat got leaked?
I'm taking piss out of it, but I've always done that and people have always known that I've done that. So it don't matter.
So you're fine?
I'm fine. I think it's when you create a persona that you're this. And then when they finally look and they go, oh, we can actually see your life.
Do you think that's a social media thing?
I think so. But I've always kind of represented being a bit of an arse, a bit of a, you know.
Being you.
Someone, yeah.
I get you.
And then, you know, I've never sort of like hid behind a different alternative.
Of course.
Like, I get what Jack's saying. There's obviously the social media element of we all put our, well, me and Jack put our lives online anyway. I do take a lot of photos of like food and when I get my rash and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite.
And your lips. Yeah. If they swell.
Yeah. So I think maybe just for the pure fact of having a skin condition, I wouldn't want everyone to see those photos. And I take some ugly selfies. Like I'm not a fucking. I'm the most, I take a lot of pictures. I'm the most vain, self-conscious person in the world.
So you walk quickly, take a picture and just upload that and go, that's the one.
It's
a full lighting.
Yes.
Makeup, wardrobe.
And then I'll look back 2 weeks later and I'm like, I don't know, all these are fine. I don't know why I just didn't post it. I'm very weird like that. I think I'd try without my phone, Ben.
Oh, I like that.
If I didn't have the option of having a phone, I just don't have a phone. I'd be Ed Sheeran, wouldn't I?
So he's not got a phone? But he's got an assistant.
He has an iPad as well, doesn't he?
I don't know. I haven't seen Ed for a while.
What are you doing, Ben? Losing your phone or getting leaked?
I don't think I've got anything particularly on there, but I think
just it'd be pictures good to, of the dog.
I think just it'd just be a lot of pictures of the dog, I think. I think it'd be good to try going out without a phone for a while, I think.
No, it's not just the phone though, is it?
Miss taking photos. I'd have to buy a camera.
It's the photos, isn't it? It's your music. It's your sat-nav.
I suppose, yeah. But I remember a time when you didn't have any of that. And actually, sometimes I'm a bit like, do you see people? I see people now walking to school or walking, and that just, they're walking looking at their phone.
Yeah, but I don't do that.
Right, but most people.
And you don't do that.
No, I don't do that, but a lot of people do. They walk. A lot of people do.
I think that's why I enjoy exercise, you know, because it's like the time where I don't go on my phone.
You've got to give yourself a bit of a space, haven't you, sometimes? But I know what you mean. There's loads more on a phone now than there ever used to be. Taxi, you need a taxi, you've got to be on there. Tickets.
My bank. I pay on my
Your
phone.
Your bank. Yeah, actually, maybe I won't.
It's my wallet now.
Yeah, maybe I'll keep my phone now. There we go.
Jack's getting everything leaked. Me and Ben are going phoneless.
Yeah.
There we go. Brilliant.
So we're back next week on Thursday. We're talking all things the new film that is on Netflix, David Fincher's The Killer. We're back in studio as well, so the three of us will be reunited. Until then, have a lovely week, everybody, and we will see you on Thursday for more On The Sofa. Bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.